I have a point to make about perfection. A point to make about the struggles I've had, about my ideas, my great big ideas. Then it's about my reflection. I'm dissecting what it is telling me, lying to me. My ideas, great big ideas that have been tossed to the back of my mind because I'm too preoccupied with what I can see. I'm too preoccupied with how I am perceived. I really want to succeed. I want the entire world to see me. And that is precisely the problem. When I am seen, there is the expectation that I should perform. There is the expectation that my ideas are irrelevant, that what I say is not as great of a distraction. The people want a distraction. The people want something like an attraction. I have to attract. I must distract from the thoughts of my mind, from its flaws, from its experimentative nature, from its battles, internal wars, because I want to be peaceful, because I want to be liked, because I want to be perfect. I want to be nice, average, easier to manage. I don't want to be controversial. I don't want to be a problem. I don't want to have a story to tell. I don't want to be real. I want to be magical. I want to cast spells. But what if it's not magical enough? What if the audience is not impressed? What if I am not enough? What if I'm not even impressed? The truth is, perfection hurts, and so does impersonating it. The truth is, there is no such thing. A figment of our imaginations, we are chained to it. We have imprisoned ourselves in the world of being what we cannot be, seeing things that we do not want to see, and changing until we are alien to ourselves.